Well, this is agenda for today, and let's start with the. Oh, I hope you all had time to look at the first, really the first draft, and it will change dramatically, I think, after our call. So, but the first thing that really worried me when I read on ICANN's Singapore meeting page that well, gala event in Singapore will be held on Monday. So that's the evening before CCNSO first meeting day of the CCNSO. So I'm really thinking about how to start the meeting. I hope that people will get up early and will be more or less well booted. They will boot up and will be able to follow the meeting. But yeah, of course, I thought about. For example, Don proposed to have a vignette from a doctor of psychologist on how to cope with jet lag. We could start with how to cope with gala event just the night before. But, well, in any case, I think we'll start just like we started in Buenos Aires with highlighting the most interesting discussions and presentations and topics we're going to have during 2 days. If you have any other ideas how to make people more engaged, just speak up. Now I'll need some help from Bart, because now we have a little bit different different ideas Bart discussed with Keith. So we're planning two roundtable or panel discussions about internet governance, one on Tuesday, another one on Wednesday. So initially we had planned it to have something related how internet governance will impact ccTLDs on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday more information about different panels we have relating to internet governance, and it's really well, there are plenty of them, and we would the idea was to invite the chairs or vice chairs of those panels and just have a lively discussion trying to explain what each of the panels is planning to do and so on. And of course I think that there's really a need for an overview of all those different panels, because it's very hard for normal people to understand the difference between each and every panel. So, but now, as far as I understand, Bart has discussed with Keith and came up with another idea. So, Bart, could you?
It's fairly easy. Say, in principle, the session for, say, what you have right now for the Wednesday afternoon, put it on Tuesday, but not in the format of a panel discussion. But, say, if you look at the different panels, you've got the strategy panels, you've got the Brazil meeting, and try to understand and provide, first of all, provide an overview of all these panels, and secondly, through interviews, try to understand and tease out the potential issues for ccTLDs. And one of the major threats throughout these panels, say it's very clearly around internet governance, will be is around the globalization of the IANA function. And so the basic idea I discussed with Keith is to have the panel discussion really focus around, say, what is the current view of ccTLDs and others around the globalization of the IANA function.
Hi Keith, this is No, Keith, I'm sorry, Bart, this is Carolina.
Yeah.
My only question is, from my understanding, I mean, both the high-level panel and the Net Mundial meeting, they will be addressing Well, Net Mundial will be addressing two particular issues, internet governance principles and the internet governance ecosystem. And the high-level panel report will address, I mean, broad issues on internet governance. So I don't particularly see. Well, I do see the link with the internationalization of the IANA functions, but I think it's a really, really small point in both panels. So I was just wondering, should we put it together into a panel on the current global discussions on internet governance, or just have a separate panel for the internationalization of the IANA functions?
The idea is basically the second, say that on Wednesday afternoon, the time for the usual panel discussion will start to focus on the internationalization, globalization of IANA.
Excellent. That was my question, because I think it's such an important topic, and to sort of have it sort of, under the umbrella of bigger IG issues would be sort of...
No. It's more, say the way Keith and I discussed it, and that was based on the call last week, is because there are so many panels ongoing and it's all in flux, that the first point is to make the CEC community understand what is happening in all these different panels, how they interact, and the topics they discuss. So, and to make that, say, you can do it either by presentations, but as an alternative, we thought maybe do it in the format of an interview. Say that you have two or three people sitting up front asking questions to representatives of the different panels, and they say the interviewers need to prepare properly, but then you have a more focused exchange of ideas, and then with a Q&A. So that's there are two major changes there. Say, first of all, the topic itself and the substance, but secondly, the format. And then the second is a true panel discussion, and you can think about, say more on the globalization. That would mean that you need to involve or invite, say, a representative from the RARs, maybe IAB, maybe ISOC and ICANN, and one or two CCTLDs to sit on the panel.
Excellent.
Okay, thank you. So first of all, we change them, right? So day one, Tuesday, we'll have, as you wrote, update from various groups, all those panels. And
yeah. Right? Katrina, may I suggest that I will send, say, what I just sent you, because I just spoken with Keith, say, half an hour, say, at 11. I will send it to the program working group, so they have a full view of... That's
just as
easy.
It needs more structuring.
I know. This was...
Okay. You could send it so that everyone could read it.
Yeah.
And understand what it's all about. So I completely agree with the part about the Q&A with the audience, because that's what people say, that they don't have enough time to interact with panels and need more discussions. So 1 hour 45 minutes, would that be enough? Maybe that's too much. So what are your views on that?
You ask me or
everybody, including you, of course. At the moment, you see, we have coffee break, and then we have lunch sponsor update. If we have lunch sponsor. You see on your screens, I hope you'll see, right? Currently we have an internal time slot devoted to internet governance.
Can I just add that I've made the screen clickable so that everyone now must click themselves, because that was a wish.
Okay.
So you need so no one will see how you click now, Katrina, because you can either see what you're doing.
Okay,
or
I can't change,
it.
Right?
Let me know what you prefer. I had a request to make it individual, but if you prefer...
I think it's better if we're all on the same page. So if you could...
Okay, I'll...
because I didn't take that into account.
I think it's a very long time, but that's just me. If you really look at it now, is you got 1.5 hour on Wednesday afternoon devoted to internet governance related topics, and you got almost more than 1.5 hour on Tuesday. That means 3 out of the total of almost 12 hours. So it's a lot on internet governance.
Well, there is a lot of internet governance.
Yeah, I know, but
I know. Yeah. Okay, so let's go back to day one. Right now, it's on the screen. It should be on the screen at the moment. So the one your update from various groups plus the Q&A. So you think it's too much?
I think people will get bored at the end.
Well,
but that
internet governance is not very entertaining, I must say. Yes, okay. So let's start with update from various groups. We have like 7 of them, or 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now you've got 4 strategy panels. One of them will not produce anything, is my guess, by the Singapore meeting. That's the strategy panel on public interest.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the one on multi-stakeholder model evolution from Beth Novak, which is, say, from an internet governance perspective, is less interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the 2 other panels. One of them is, but that's, you can broaden it, say that's the Paul Mukhlapeti's one on identifiers, and there is a broader topic there, say, which might be interesting. So you could mix this one, is how this panel views the evolution of identifiers. And then you've got the Brazil meeting, you've got OneNet, and the 5th of the high level strategy panel. And then the 2nd panel would say chaired by Vint Cerve and with Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
But say if you, but maybe Eberhard, have you seen the presentation of Paul Mukhlapeti's, that panel?
No. I have not seen that.
No, it's my guess is, say, they've been it's a, I will send you the link.
Mm-hmm.
Say it's from the webinar. It's, say, where they're heading is a bit on the evolution of the DNS, etc. So I don't know if it's something for Tech Day as well.
Well, the only thing I've heard from that panel is that they're starting to, that they mentioned something that if you want to have your name server changed, you must have the other 200 and something CCCIDs make a vote on it.
Yeah.
And I'm not really clear. I want to spend much time listening to panels like that.
Yeah. No, but that's why they need to be here as well, in order to debunk that idea. Otherwise it will have a life of its own.
I don't care.
No, I know.
Okay, so
maybe it would help if these people could sit down and talk to people who have a life, so that they figure out what level they're dealing with.
Yeah, no, that's why we want them in, say 1 or 2 of them in the panel there with Q&A.
Mhm. Okay. So, would it be a
but they have other stuff in there as well. So, I will send a note to the program working group based on say what I sent, and I will send the link to this this presentation as well to the program working group.
Okay. So, for the update, 45 minutes and 30 minutes for discussions.
Yeah.
question and answer. So is this fair?
I don't know.
What update are we talking about?
We're talking about updates from all those various groups, OneNet, high-level.
Yeah, it's very difficult. I can't follow this because I can't see what day and what thing this is. I'm just stuck on ground table tape one. Tape one.
Yes, that's because currently we're just generating ideas. They're not on... I'll change slide. For example, on day two, we had the idea to have these panel discussions with leaders, vice chairs, or representatives from various internet governance panels. That was meant for day two. Now it's got moving to day.
My idea would be if somebody could send to could sit down or something and explain in 5 minutes what internet governance actually is.
Yeah, that was the idea for. Roundtable day two, from 2 to at least 10 past 2. Somebody explains about all those various panels, but yeah, I agree. Probably we could have some very short.
That could be part of, say, the day one discussion.
Yes, day one, yeah. Definitely day one. So we could have like 20 minutes for. 15 to 20 minutes for what is it all about and what are all those different panels, and then we move on to update from all those various groups. So Bart will...
Katrina?
Yep.
To make it easy, what I'll do and what I suggest is that I will send a note as soon as this call is finished. I will update it, so 1 hour later. You have it, but at least we got the two slots now allocated for the internet governance discussion. So, because it's now becoming very vague, maybe look at the other parts of the agenda.
Okay, we can do that. So we have enough time for internet governance, and Don on Adobe Room wrote that he believes that 3 hours on internet governance is not a problem. So,
okay.
We'll see. So, working group updates. Currently, we have day one on Tuesday. We have slots for two working groups. Framework of interpretation. Well, it's not clear, but we have slots for this working group and ICANN meeting strategy working group. They also have something to say. Any other working group updates?
No, nothing
we're aware of. Okay, very good. Then move to the next one. So this is one of the ideas what we could do to make more. Interesting, more interactive, more just to do something with regional organization updates. So I'm glad that Carolina and Don are on the call. I'm sorry that Peter couldn't join, and Father and Barack also couldn't join. But okay, the idea is to have something like at the moment I call it CC meter. But the idea is Don is leaving in 5 minutes, so I'll be really brief. So first of all. Before the meeting, we think of one, two, three, something hot questions to CCPLDs. Then regional organizations try to gather, collect responses from their members, and then we summarize the answers. And then during regional organization update. After regional organizations have shared their news, we try to show what is the general mood in various regions. For example, what do you think? What do you support the idea of road being managed by United Nations? And then we see, for example, everything red, nobody supports. Or in Europe, they support, in other regions, they don't, and so on. So having something like CC meter that shows
are we on the same, well, do we agree with the policies, are all regions, well, how do regions view different hot issues? So that's the idea in brief. So your ideas. Especially
I have a bit of a problem with the with the regions sort of now becoming an organization or organizations or entities. As you know, I have issues with the regional organizations for the African region, and there are members, CCNSO members who are not members, who don't want to be members of these regions, and there is also CCTLDs who are not members of the CCNSO. So I don't really see how this is going to work.
I'm sorry, this is Carolina speaking. Who is speaking right now?
Eberhard.
Eberhard, okay. Sorry.
It's not about being CCNSO members or not. It's about trying to catch the feeling of how people or CCTLDs react to different hot topics. Do they support the ideas or they don't? Well, of course, that's just the idea. So, Carolina, Don, did I explain?
Katrina, I think I follow you. I mean, I do find it interesting. I mean, it's in a way. I mean, we all agree that it was quite successful when we showed in Beijing. I mean, some cross-regional results on a report we've conducted, and this is in a way. I mean, we not necessarily we are always producing quarterly reports on certain issues as regional organizations. I mean, in coordination. So just having like short questions. I mean, mini surveys that we conduct on a regional basis for the CCNSO meeting. I think it's an interesting cue. I mean, and it's what I'm a little bit concerned is. Speaking about my region, I think we are more than able of producing that kind of information for the meetings, and I think Don will agree with his own region and Peter with the center. We will have to check with AFTLD. I mean, if they would be able to send a survey link, I mean, to their members and have that kind of data for every CCNSO meeting. But I think we could give it a try in Singapore and see how that works. And the other issue I think would be interesting to... I mean, first of all, I just wanted to say that I've been thinking since our last call that it's not necessarily... I mean, I don't feel really sort of bad from a regional organization point of view if people find it really not that interesting. I mean, we are just sort of telling people the work we're doing as organizations, and it's sometimes not interesting. I mean, I don't find IANA updates particularly interesting when I listen to them, but it's necessary to listen to them and to participate when they are available at the meeting. So I have to say I don't have much problems with that, but I do agree with this CC meter. I think I find it an interesting idea. We might have to check about feasibility. And the other thing might be interesting to have someone, maybe you or maybe sort of asking questions. I mean, after the prompts, 3 or 4 minute presentations each from each regional organization, and then someone sort of having sort of 5 minutes to ask sort of particular questions. So how are you seeing this? And sort of just ask the questions directly. I mean,
it's one of the ways. But on the other, I think it would be more interesting to gather data.
I wasn't saying it's either or, but maybe just complementary or I mean
yeah
or
it
just
could be it could be yeah okay so probably we'll do it like this that I'll send an email to you, Don, Peter and Barak, so we can start discussing about questions. So it really should come up with an interesting, really hot question before Singapore. So you could perhaps... okay, Don is leaving. Okay, thank you for joining. I think we'll try to come up with an interesting question and see how it works and if it works. Okay, so that's good. Next one is about other things we currently have on agenda.
one of the things we're thinking about having something on marketing. Like, is it hard to market your CCTLD? Because there were some requests regarding presentations related to marketing. Another one is on name collision. Bart, maybe you could comment more on this one. So is it something like just a short presentation, or we need a more discussion?
What will happen, as far as I know, is there will be a letter from, say, ICANN executive staff to the CCNSO regarding name collision. And my understanding, and this is more, say, this is an area where there's a bit of overlap with Tech Day. First of all, there is, I don't know to what extent people, at least during at the CCNSO meeting, are aware of what is happening or the issues involved in, if any, in names collision. So I think people need to have a brief and high-level understanding what it is about. Secondly, what is needed, and this is where, say, with ACRAB, is that somebody from ICANN staff, preferably Akram, because he will send a letter, explains what is happening. And then thirdly, that some say that at least there is a possibility for a Q&A, what is expected, and then a discussion whether the CCNSO should undertake any action.
Okay. So perhaps if we make it shorter on day one, all these panels and internet governance thing, we could move this name collision to right after the first IG discussion.
That might be. Again, Eberhard, have Tech Day discussed name collision?
Not yet.
Are you going to?
To be really honest, I'm not really convinced it really affects us, CCTLDs, much. But since we want to branch out a little bit,
yeah,
and it's maybe something that we want to look at.
Yeah. No, because what you don't want to do, if you're going to spend more time on it, it's at least. Say, I know ESSEC has quite some discussions around it, and so you don't want to avoid that. Say that this discussion is becoming too technical and operational, but at least for people in the room, they need to have a high level understanding what it is about in order to assess the request from ICANN.
Yeah, actually, that's what I meant when I sent a reply to Byron's proposal, that if it's purely technical, so I think it's, well, unless, of course, Eberhard does not think it's good to have presentation on a name collision at Tech Day. Anyway, if it's technical, it's better suitable for Tech
Day. Yes, but
if it's related to policy and other issues or something that even a normal CCTLD CEO could understand, then it's fine for CCNSO days.
Yeah, and I think you need, because it there will be some questions or there will be a request related to, say, whether or not CCTLD should act upon it. It is so therefore a business kind of discussion, you need to have at least a high-level understanding what it is about.
Yes.
And that's a 5 or 10 minute introduction, and then a 5 minute introduction should suffice, and why it is a concern, explaining this. And then...
If somebody wants to speak at Tech Day, just send you can just, or if you think somebody should do it, just send me an email suggesting a speaker who is coming, and we put him on. We have got a bit of space now.
Yeah. Maybe I'll ask Patrick.
Yeah.
Patrick Jones.
Yeah.
Okay. But So that's more or less basically, say, what the background of say, the conversation, say, from Byron. That's why he asked. And I think half an hour is more than enough.
Okay. So 30 minutes, not
yep.
more than that.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Then on Wednesday morning, we have a security session. So Gabi, could you elaborate more on that?
Well, during the last call, there was a suggestion that we should perhaps make a security session as a standing item on the CCNFO agenda. That was just a suggestion, and this is why it was scheduled in. And one of the security-related issues that we have is that you might remember that the CRY working group, they had a survey on the contact repository before the winter break. So I was that's one suggestion which we can put on the agenda if you still would are interested in having a standing security session. Any other suggestions are welcome. We don't have to have the CRY update, but I think it might be interesting.
Yes, I agree. It might be interesting, yeah. But we need good ideas what we'd like to talk about. So, any ideas in the group? Okay, not at the moment. Then this is something we could think about in the coming days. Any other ideas? I know that we have a request from GNSO. They have, like working group, and if you remember, there's a survey distributed on our mailing list. They wanted to know our opinion on what it was about. But if you remember, okay, maybe you don't. But anyway, we have from a GNSO request. They kindly ask us to give them a slot to present, actually talk about their survey and ask. Ask our CCTLDs for the input, but
Can I just say it's a survey on the privacy and proxy service
accreditation
issues.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. It's about privacy and it's if you are interested, it has been link has been sent to CCNSO mailing list. Personally, I think that every CCTLD which wants to share their ideas or contribute to the survey, they could do that. Do we really need them to come present the idea of their survey and ask for the input? So what are your thoughts? Okay, is there anyone who thinks that that's a good idea and we really want them to come and talk about privacy and ask what we think?
Hi, Katrina, this is Carolina. I do think it is a good topic.
You think it's a good one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Anyone else is supporting the idea? Okay. Anyone against? Okay. If no one is against, we have one voice, Karolina thinks that's a good idea. So have you actually checked the survey?
Can I just say something quickly? We had a similar request. I think it was like 1.5 or 2 years ago from the GNSO. And what happened was, and this is what I guess will happen now, is that they basically came and just asked and asked and asked and asked and asked questions, and some gave input. And it was very useful for the GNSO. It was not really useful for the CCNSO. And afterwards, when we checked the survey, this session ranked really, really low. And a concern is that, I mean, they're asking a lot of questions already through the survey, and I'm thinking that if we have other items on the agenda, I'm not sure we should prioritize this as much.
No, we're definitely not going to prioritize them. I think that, okay, I'll find this link to the survey and send it to the group, and we can have a look. It's really, if it's for them and there's nothing in it for CCTOD community, okay, we keep them in mind, but if we don't have enough time to give them, so perhaps we'll have to skip it. If the questions are, well, reasonable, and we see that, okay, Alejandra posted the link already. So all of us, we could have a look at the survey, and thinking, we don't have to reply now. This is one of the requests we've received. Will this really be interesting for CCTLDs to give, well, to spend time actually helping out this working group? Well, because we have this, we have the link. If CCTLDs are willing to contribute, they're really welcome to do it.
Perhaps we can suggest to them that if this working group can perhaps have an open session and invite, you know, CCs and other groups to come to them if they're willing to. I'm not sure. I'm just wondering if it's worth spending our meeting time on that. I mean, if it's interesting for someone, this is really a working group which is this about. So perhaps they should offer a session which volunteers can go to.
Yeah, well, sounds fair enough. Well, anyway, have a look. Don't reply now. Anyway, in any case, we have other priorities. If we have some 5-10 minutes on our agenda, and if you check the link and you think it's okay, we can give them 5-10 minutes. If not, then perhaps we'll just have to skip it. Okay, any other ideas? Any other requests, Gabby? Have you received any other requests?
No. But I can tell you, because I made this call for presentations.
Yeah.
And I have received a few, and they have time till Friday. So I will summarize everything and send it to the group on next Monday. So,
okay, thank you. So we have some volunteers for the CCTLD news session.
We do. We also have a request, I think, from Korea. They want to speak on internet governance in Korea. That might be something that might have to move to one of the panels. But that's up for consideration next week when I'm summarizing the input I have.
Okay, very good. Anything else? Any other business? Okay, if not, then a short summary. So, first of all, Bart has already sent information to the group, so you can see some ideas somebody's got a call. First, Bart has to send information, so he did that. Then we will make the next draft of agenda to share with the group. Next Monday, Gabi sends a summary of proposals for CCTLD news session. We all check this surveymonkey.com link to the survey proposed by this GNSO working group and see how relevant it is to
our community and how interesting would it be to meet with the working group, and well, other ideas regarding security. So Alejandra is asking about Google Calendar. I think it's a bit too early at this stage because it will change. But I think that in 2 weeks we should be in a pretty good shape, and you could actually do some updates. So Bart is raising his hand.
Yeah, I will send you a proposed a proposal for the two panel discussion or for the two internet governance sessions as well.
Okay, very good. But receive something. Okay, that's the link. Yeah. Okay, you send the link. Okay, very good. So, Gabby, have we finalized action points, or you need something more specific?
No, I think that's all.
It's okay. Okay, so thank you very much for joining. I think we'll need another, at least one call before Singapore. Meanwhile, okay, yeah, I forgot another action point that regional organization, managers of regional organization, and I will exchange ideas on this, these questions in CC meter. Let's give it a try. Okay, so thank you very much for joining the call. It was great talking to you all. If you have any more ideas, like Don prepared a list of them, I hope we try to well, we have many of those ideas we have already on our agenda. So thank you very much. See you next time, and see you online and on mailing list. So, thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. B